we're 3 points ahead of where we were this time last year, so kind of been keeping an eye on that really, just comparing, and obviously we've been the last couple of weeks within touching distance of the playoffs, and after last weekend kind of got away from us a little bit with a few too many draws really. But I think on the whole, as a squad, we've improved with the personnel we've brought in, and we've obviously been a bit more expansive this season and scored more goals. But yeah, I think for us, it's just aiming to beat the position we finished in last year and get as close to or into that final playoff spot, as, you know, for as long as we can, and keep believing we can do that.
Is that the most natural objective? Just try and do better than last season, and wherever it takes you, all well and good.
Yeah, I think that's it. I think we said at the start of the season that we didn't set targets, but the only thing we were kind of focusing on was improving in terms of league position, and obviously with the way the season's gone, we've been 4, 5, 6, 7 points off the playoffs. So we've got to kind of push towards that. But I think rather than focusing on the playoffs, I think just trying to win the next game and keeping it simple, really.
The last two games haven't gone your way. So does it put a little bit more emphasis on getting a home win this weekend?
Yeah, I think so. With the two home games we've got, we'd like to obviously get as many points as possible. But obviously Brentford are a very good side, and again on Birmingham on the Tuesday. So with this league, you'll know yourself, it doesn't sort of work like that. You're the home side and you think, oh, you know, we would like 3 points. But every point, as we saw against Ipswich, who hadn't been on a great run, has kind of got to be earned. And coming from behind, we showed good character and spirit. But at the end of the game, we were still disappointed that we hadn't took the 3 points. But yeah, we know about the league and the way it is, and we're under no illusions. It'll be another tough game on Saturday. The Brentford, very good football inside. And yeah, we'll have to try and counteract their good players and sort of stamp our authority on the game, being the home side.
I spoke to someone earlier who informs me that you and John Welsh are the longest serving players at this football club now. That is staggering, isn't it? It doesn't seem 2 minutes since you both walked through the door, but you've seen off some pretty big characters in these changing rooms, haven't you, over the years?
Yeah, time's flown, as you say. In football, a lot of people sort of come and go, and yeah, I'm just enjoying being at this great football club. Like, I love it here. The lads, the set of lads we've got, I feel as though that the group we've got together, the team spirit, is part of a big factor in why we've had success. And if we can keep adding to that with the quality players that we've brought in, and I'm sure we will continue to do so, then hopefully we can have more success going forward.
Without going back over very old ground, you probably at some time in your stage here thought that you might be moving on.
Yeah, ups and downs of football, really. Kind of glad that, yeah, obviously, in hindsight, looking back, that I stuck it out, just got my head down, worked hard, and I think that's just part of who I am, really, in the character. I think most of the lads would be the same. You know, if you're not in the side, you've got no divine right to play every game. You know, you've got to go out and earn it, and when you're not in the side doing the extra work, whether that be days off or extra in the training ground in the afternoons or whatever, you want to keep yourself in as good a shape as possible, and I was no different. But yeah, as I say, grateful to be at this great football club and enjoying every minute.